This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1241, how Fernando improved overall English for a listening 8.5.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with the IELTS whiz Aubrey Carter and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Improving your overall English is vital when studying for IELTS. Today, 3Keys student Fernando shares how he did this and what strategies he used to score the overall 7 he needed. Listen in for some New Year's motivation. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th. Hello, everyone. Welcome. And a very special welcome to our guest, Fernando. Welcome. Introduce yourself.
Hello. Well, my name is Fernando. I'm 27 years old. I'm living in Denmark. And some weeks ago, I took the test after I was practicing with the All Years English course. 3Keys IELTS.
Yes, and your scores were amazing. Fernando posted them in the 3Keys IELTS Facebook group. I was so excited for you. And I'm especially excited for you to come on the podcast today because this is one of our first episodes of the new year. And it's so motivating for students to hear about other IELTS candidates getting scores like yours so they can see, okay, I can do it too. So let's share that great news. First, right off the bat, what scores did you get?
Yes, well, I got 8.5 in the listening, amazing, and then 8 in the reading. Then I have 6.5 both in the writing and in the speaking also.
Awesome. So exciting. Congratulations, first of all. Great job. Amazing scores. And now tell us a little bit first. We're going to get into, for you guys, everyone listening out there, some specific advice that Fernando can share that you guys can use to get the scores you need on test day. But first, give us a little background. Why did you need to take the IELTS exam?
Yeah, the thing is that I am finishing my bachelor here in Denmark, where I'm living, and I need to apply for a master's degree now. And they required for me to have a 7 overall grade. And then I also need to have 6 minimum in each category. And also my last test, it's now expired. So I had to take it again in order to apply.
So tell us about that first test or your last test. How long ago did you take it? What scores did you get before signing up for our online course?
Yeah, I was checking that today because I actually took that one 2 years ago. And my grades were listening 6.5, reading 7, writing 5.5, and speaking 6.
Wow, you saw a major improvement then in all of your scores. Awesome. I'm so excited to dive into what you did to increase those scores.
Yeah.
You had some time, clearly 2 years, so your overall English was improving over that time. Tell us about that, first of all. You're living in Denmark. I know a lot of people in Scandinavia speak English. I traveled there for a while and I was amazed at how many of the locals could speak English to me, luckily, because I didn't speak any of the Scandinavian languages. Are you able to speak a lot in English to people where you live? And what else are you doing to learn English there?
Yeah, as soon as I arrived to Denmark, I had a medium level of English. Of course, I was working in international companies and so on. But when I came here, it was a total change because, of course, my life came to, you know, 100% of the time in English, and people speaks like majority of people speaks really good English, mm-hmm. and actually came like it's actually the fourth or fifth in the top range of countries that they are not as a first speak language, but they speak really well English though. So yeah, of course, my day-to-day conversations or topics were all discussed in English, also working in English. And then after 1 year that I came, I started also studying in English, my bachelor. So, of course, I had a lot of practice.
Let me ask you really quick. You said you're working in English. Can you tell us what you do for work and why is it an English speaking company? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So when I came to Denmark, I started selling in a shop. In a clothing store, and then I was working in marketing, and now I'm working in finance in an NGO. So I'm basically working now with international projects with the international partners that we have in Malawi or Uganda. So I am kind of like controlling the financial reports and yeah, helping with that.
Gotcha. So just any international company, you're going to end up speaking a lot in English very often. So definitely helping you prepare for IELTS, but also it doesn't end with IELTS, right? Helping you prepare for your life in business English beyond the exam and just in life. Okay, that's awesome. So exciting. Let's dive into how you studied, how you got these scores. And let's first talk about listening. A huge jump from your first listening scores to 8.5 you scored on the exam. How did you study for the listening test? Give us some specific advice, either what you learned in Three Keys or anything else you did that students can use.
I was listening a lot the podcast, and this is real. Like I try to listen like almost all the podcast, like since I booked the time, you know, I start like listening at least one chapter per day or two or three. So when I was biking, when I was going to my job or when I was going to school or whatever, instead of like listening music, that anyways, I listen a lot of music in English, but I was listening at you guys speaking.
So you mean the IELTS Energy podcast, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. Okay, so fitting that into your daily life when you're biking, when you're doing other things. And then how were you, you clearly weren't a passive listener. How were you, you know, taking what you were learning and then applying that to improving those exam scores?
Yeah, and then, well, I was trying to apply it in my daily life. I was trying to apply it maybe in school. I was trying to apply it maybe, you know, when I talk with my boyfriend also, we speak in English. So yeah, I was, trying to apply it.
Nice. So you're taking the vocabulary, everything you're learning and using it in life. That's the thing. If you're hearing it all, but then you just speak your first language, you're not able to internalize it, but you were using it in your day-to-day life. And so then it became a part of your language, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And that one thing that I started to do is, I think that was since I moved to Denmark, it's when I watch like television in English or a movie or whatever, I just, you know, like the undertexts, like below, I just watch it in English also, like not in my native language.
Yes. So, we definitely recommend that. That's so smart. If ever you're watching television in English, to have the subtitles on in English, right? So that you can see the words there. You're practicing for reading and listening, all parts of the exams when you do that. It's more difficult though, right? So well done.
Yeah. I mean, at the beginning it's kind of hard and then you get used to and then I think it's, and then I was watching, you know, mainly native movies or native speaking English series or programs, right?
Okay, give us a recommendation, really quick side note for our listeners, either TV or movie, something you've seen recently that you loved that you think would help someone study for IELTS.
Yeah, I was watching Downton Abbey actually, and I came to know a lot of new words. Like every episode I was looking new words because I didn't know that words. So it was a everyday practice, you know, that I was, and then there is one in HBO that it's called Girls. That's more like American. That's more like chill, more like easy. But you also get to know, like, it's also nice to listen like different like accents.
Yes.
Because it's not, that's what you also get to practice in, or to listen in the test.
Right. That's so what I was going to point out. I think Downton Abbey is such a good recommendation for the British accent.
Yeah.
You're hearing, of course, downstairs, all of the staff and yeah. the family, right? With these mm-hmm. very strong British accents, which you will likely yeah. hear in the listening audio. Yeah. So definitely wise to practice listening to that British accent. And then girls is a great example for the American accent. So you're getting yeah. a wide range of accents there. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, let's dive into reading, because you also increased your reading scores by a lot. So besides reading subtitles while watching TV, what yeah. else were you doing to practice for the IELTS reading exam?
And then I was just, well, also I was just, you know, in the period where I have the exams at university. Mm. So I was reading a lot of books in English, and that was like academic books. Mm-hmm. So I was reading about, you know, methodology, about marketing, about sales, about supply chain. So all the topics that I'm actually studying right now in university, I was trying to read the books, because I also was like, it was also a motivation for me, because then I was like, okay, I'm learning for the school, but also for the IELTS test.
Right, you're killing two birds with one yeah. stone, right? I've got to read all of this for school. I'm also going to use it to help practice for IELTS, because you don't know what topics could come up yeah. on IELTS for your essays in the reading exam. So everything you're reading is great preparation for that. And you were motivated because you had to read it for school.
Yeah. Yeah. And those kind of like articles that your school like recommend you to read, from the New York Times or from The Economist, all those articles, they have very academic words also, that they are like very useful for the test.
Nice. And then, so you're clearly yeah. improving your overall English a lot. You're reading a lot. You're listening a lot. What about, were there any strategies from Three Keys specifically that helped you as you're taking practice exams, as you're getting ready for the test, that helped you use this overall English you're learning in order to boost those scores?
Yeah, I think first, for me, it was like, it helped to me to be more confident in that day. Because I was like really relying on the structure that you provide. Mm-hmm. So I was like following that structure, and I was like, okay, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to get the test. I'm going to get the grade that I need, because they say that I'm going to have it. So I was really confident. So first of all, I think that was like really key to have a good grade, that believe that you can do it actually. And because I followed the program and I did the practice, and I also practice like besides that. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, I try to use as many strategies that I could, especially in the reading and in the writing, in all of them. In the speaking, it was a bit more difficult, because then I came, you know, I was, you're a bit nervous, and then it's like,
Let's talk about speaking. I love that you talked about how important confidence is. And I think that is one of the biggest benefits of our study system, is you do, yeah. if you finish the modules with so much confidence, knowing I have the strategies I need. I yeah. know what I need to do to get my scores, right? But the speaking exam is a little bit of a different ball game, because it is difficult to not let your nerves get to you, right? When you're there face to face with a person. So tell us about your speaking exam. How do you think it went? You clearly speak very well, but it's difficult, right? So how did it go? Is there anything that you would do different? You know, how did you prepare? Give us some details.
Yeah, I mean, when I started studying for the speaking, it was kind of like late. I was kind of like close to the testing day. So I could not like really focus on that. So I listened at the three keys, but I was not like focusing on that. I was more focusing on writing and all the other stuff. Mm. So I would have liked to dedicate a bit more time on the speaking, and maybe practice it out loud more. Mm. And then I think that day you need to be like more like easygoing, take it more slowly.
Don't let your nerves get to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And then sometimes, I mean, in my case, they asked me about something that you know, they asked me about like taking pictures and what was the best picture that I took in my life. And for me, it was difficult because I don't like to take pictures. So, so I had to invent, I made it up that day, you know.
Yeah.
And then you, of course, you need to start making details all about that. And that was hard. And so I try to, you know, fill the gaps and not have those holes in between and keep talking. But sometimes it was kind of hard.
Okay, and there's a lot of good advice in there that I want to pick apart a little bit, right? First of all, you recognize that you sort of started cramming for IELTS speaking a little too late, right? You weren't prioritizing, you waited, and you wish you had given it a little more time, a little more work, right? This happens a lot for students who are able to speak a lot in their day-to-day life. They're speaking a lot at work, or like you with your boyfriend, you're able to speak a lot. And so we're sort of kind of thinking, okay, I'm okay on speaking. I don't need to practice actual speaking questions, or maybe I can do, you know, the three keys speaking module right at the last minute. And then they find they don't get as high a score as they probably should have. Based on how I hear you speaking here, you probably could have gotten a higher score if you had taken time to practice those strategies, right? So I think this is really good advice for all of our listeners out there, that even if you do have a lot of chances to practice English in your daily life, you still have to actually practice answering IELTS questions, practice that timing, right? It still has to be a priority as well, right?
Yeah, totally.
Interesting. Totally. And then I love this thought about, so you will get questions where you're kind of stumped, like, I don't know, I don't like taking pictures. I can't think of a single picture I've taken that I should talk about. And you may have to invent some details, right? How did you feel like, while you were sort of inventing that, do you feel like that was very difficult, or were you able to come up with some things to say?
Yeah, I think at the moment you need to think in many things, right? So first you're like also nervous because of the test, and then you need to make up a story, and then you need to start thinking the details in your head, and but then you cannot stop like talking because you need to keep talking, right?
And this was your part two, where you had to talk about it for 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I had to give a lot of details on, you know, I also thought like, okay, I need to say where we were that day and what was the details that I was taking, the picture, and I don't know, how were we dressed and what was the place and when was it?
And here's my question, because I imagine myself in that situation, and I would definitely tell a story about and describe a real day. Yeah. Something I had really done with a person, and then I would just pretend I took a photo of it, right? Yeah. Is that what you did, or did you invent all the details?
I tried to invent all the details.
You're like making it all up. Yeah. So I think for our listeners out there, if this happens for your part two, that you can't think of exactly, we definitely recommend telling a story. And just like you said, share, what were you wearing? What were you doing? And the closer that can be to reality, the easier it is to share those details. So root it in truth as much as possible, right? Yeah. If you shared a recent day with a family member or your boyfriend and give all the details about what you did and why you went, what you were wearing, I love all of that, that could all be true. And then you're not having to invent everything. The only thing you would have to invent is the fact that you took a photo and what the photograph was of, right? Because it's difficult to, like you said, to stay confident when you're having to create and invent all of the details for a full 2 minutes. Did that 2 minutes feel long, Fernando? I can only imagine.
Yes. I was feeling that I had to repeat myself a lot because in the part one, we were already talking about the pictures and the photographies and digital photography and then he was like, okay, I'm gonna take actually this topic for the part two. And it was again like photography.
Like I've said everything I could say.
Not my topic at all.
Wow, that is so you definitely got some difficult speaking questions. You still got 6.5, still very impressive. You got the score you needed, the overall score. Yeah. So tell us now, you said you're going to start a master's degree. What are you studying? Where are you going to do your master's?
Yeah, so I'm planning actually to apply to very different schools, universities. both in Sweden and in Denmark.
Okay.
In Denmark, I would like to apply to Copenhagen Business School to do a master in business development or accountability or controlling finance. And then also in Lund in Sweden, and also in Denmark, in another city in the province, also about management, accounting, or entrepreneurship. Yeah.
Oh, so exciting.
Yeah.
I can see really good things in your future. I'm very excited for you. Congratulations again on getting the scores you needed on IELTS. I'm actually very jealous. I love Scandinavia. It's just so beautiful, and all of the history. I love that you get to live there. So make the most of it, enjoy it. And especially now that you're past IELTS and can move on with the rest of your life. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today, Fernando. It was so nice to chat with you.
Jerry, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.